This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Ahead of what's billed as a major speech on immigration policy in Arizona later today, Donald Trump is making a surprise stop today in Mexico. He's set to meet in private with Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto, likely a tense meeting given the tenor of rhetoric flowing across the border during the campaign. Trump in recent days has been trying to nuance his stance, some say soften his stance on immigration. As that issue plays out on the campaign trail, the U.S. government is taking a new look at how it runs immigration detention centers. The Department of Homeland Security is reevaluating its use of private contractors to oversee these. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more.
The news that Homeland Security is rethinking its relationship with private contractors comes on the heels of a similar move from the Department of Justice. A key difference, roughly 10% of U.S. prisoners are kept in private facilities compared to 60% of immigrant detainees.
The private prison industry is really making a killing off of immigration detention.
David Shapiro is a lawyer with the MacArthur Justice Center. He says privatization isn't saving money. And Carl Takei with the American Civil Liberties Union says that's because we're locking people up who have no business being held.
We're also detaining record numbers of asylum seekers.
He says many of the companies the Justice Department says run unsafe prisons are also holding immigrants.
It's going to be very hard for DHS officials to look at their relationships with the same companies the DOJ contracts with and reach the opposite conclusion.
The GEO Group, one of the country's largest prison contractors, said in a statement, it's confident Homeland Security's review will show it's providing needed cost-effective services with improved safety outcomes. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.